Independence. What do we think of when we hear this word, independence? Yeah, if you're like many of us, last night we went down to Leo's Freedom Festival and watched them blow up a lot of fireworks. Is that independence? I think it's more of a time when this country commemorates the passing of the Declaration of Independence by the Continental Congress on July 4, 1776. Commemorates this country's freedom from Britain and gave us the right to govern ourselves rather than to be ruled by an oppressive ruler. The Declaration of Independence was and is today a great historical document. It's held in such high regard by many men who felt so highly about the words it contained that they, without regard to their own personal well-being and safety, signed their names to it, knowing that quite possibly it could lead to their death. I want to take you back many, many years prior to that, to the founding of, before the founding of this country, to another group of men who felt so highly about the independence that was afforded them that they too set the pen of great importance for many to read for generations to come, to never forget the price of freedom that was paid for their behalf. Turn with me to Luke's account here in Luke 1. See how Luke puts it here. For as much as many have taken to hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, delivered unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having a perfect understanding of all these things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherewith thou hast been instructed. Luke would continue on this declaration unto us, how that we would become free. His declaration would start with pronouncement of the birth of one who would purchase that freedom once and for all. If we would look down a little further, verses 27 through 33, it would say, a virgin espoused unto a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and a virgin's name was Mary. And the angel Lord came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee, and blessed art thou among women. And when she had saw him, she was troubled, saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke's declaration letter would continue to tell us about this child, how he grew from an infant to be grew into a young man, and who was loved by many and then hated and rejected by many as well because of his words. Luke's letter would go on to tell us about this man's arrest, about his trial and his ultimate crucifixion, and thereby completing the transaction, paying the ransom, redeeming the independence of any and who all who would accept the terms of this declaration. We commemorate this, our independence from sin, upon the first day of every week as we gather here around this table. Luke's letter of declaration is a testament to the birth, the life, the death, and resurrection of the one who would risk it all to offer independence for all. As we partake of these emblems today, let us remember the one who risked it all so that you and I might have the freedom to live out our declaration of independence. Dear Father in heaven, what a deed it is, a privilege to be part of your church, Lord, to be part of what you had given, what you had set forth, and even the founders of this company, this country, probably sought this and probably used this example in the Bible to give that same courage unto them as the start of this country. But it all started when your Son came down upon this earth, gave his life as a ransom for many to redeem them back unto you, gave his life and was crucified there on the cross of Calvary for us. These emblems that we have before us today just draw our minds back to that, draw our minds back to the blood that was poured out there on Calvary and the flesh that was beaten apart with the whip and the scourge and the spear that was thrust into his side, Lord, nails that would pierce his hands and his feet as well. Today, as we commemorate this with this, the fruit of the vine and this unleavened bread that we have before us, let us also think of the time of our own independence from sin when we gave our life in obedience to you in Christian baptism. So now as we take of these emblems, that we just think about it more fully in our life, and then to live a life more pleasing to you. For it's your Son's name we pray. Amen.